Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Well, hi. I guess it's been a pretty interesting week. This has been a little bit intense, but in my studying, I've wanted to figure out, what is it about God? God is spirit. So how can we, as human beings, really connect to a spirit? Well, in the very beginning, it was God who formed man by his word. So as I was studying that, I was thinking, you know, when God spoke, let us create man in our own image, man was already created. The only thing that happened is it wasn't manifested yet. In other words, he had not made or formed the body. And when he breathed man, he breathed into that body's nostrils and into his mouth. He breathed his self. God was a spirit, and he gave man a spirit so that he could come into him and mingle his own life with man's life. What an incredible, incredible thought that is. See, as the soul is drawn into this relationship, something new is discovered. It is the spirit, like the soul, is also very active. The spirit is full of activity. One of the things that I've noticed, even within myself, is that when I am doing stuff and I'm getting busy with ministering or preparing for a concert or preparing for a conference where I have to speak or something, I get very busy. I'm running around doing all these busyness stuff. But even as much or as busy as I am in doing these things, when I am really connected to the Spirit of God, to the presence of God, this presence of the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, I can work hours on my own and not complete as much or accomplish as much as I can when I am in sync with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit in you, which is Christ in you, which is the Holy Spirit in you, is active. And the activity that is produced in your life as a result of following the Spirit is a much higher activity than any other. So whatever is produced from God's Spirit is divine. Whatever comes from self, no matter how good it appears, is still only human and still only self. So when we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The activity of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, must take the place of your own. In other words, you got to give it up, child. You got to give it up. You know, you can't hang on to your wants and desires, your own will, your own way. You got to give it up. There's an example in the Gospels between two women. One of them was called Martha. The other one was called Mary. And I'm sure some of you are familiar with this. Martha was in the kitchen, and Mary's sitting at Jesus' feet. So as Mary's sitting at Jesus' feet, she is just listening to him. She's just, wow, gleaning from everything he has to say. Martha, on the other hand, is in the kitchen throwing those pots and pans around. Well, she gets upset because everything's not going to happen right on time, you know. And so she goes over to Jesus and goes, excuse me, but will you please tell Mary to come in here and help me with this cooking? We got to get this meal out. And Jesus is going, Martha, Martha, you know, Mary's chosen the best part. So he basically rebuked her. Why? Because what she was doing in her own strength. Even though Martha was doing something that was very good and very correct, she was doing it in her own strength. So Martha was not following the moving of the Holy Spirit within her. She wasn't following the moving of Christ. So the soul of man is naturally restless and turbulent. And your soul accomplishes very little, even though it always appears busy. Have you noticed, for those of you who are on a worship team, or you're in ministry of some sort, whether you're in prison ministry or serving in your church, or you are in ministry or your own ministry, that you can get very busy trying to do the things that you think God has called you to do. And even if you have, like, for example, as I stated earlier, that when I get ready to go out on the road or I'm getting ready to have a speaking engagement, I get very busy and I'm running around just trying to put things together. But it's all, it just really never ceases to amaze me how many times I have prepared for an event. I have my song picks, I've got my list, my set list put together, I've got my sermon all put together, or my speech, or whatever it is, I've got it put together, I've sweated it out, and right when I get on the platform or I get on the stage, bam, everything changes. It just never fails to amaze me. It's like God says, okay, now that you spent all this time, you know, doing your thing and doing it your way, now let me show you what I want to do. It just never fails to amaze me. It's like sometimes I just go, oh, Lord. And then everybody gets confused. Well, I thought you gave me this. And go, well, we're changing it. And one thing about being a ministry and just wanting to do things after God's heart is be flexible. Be flexible. Because, you know, Mary, when Mary chose, she chose to rest peacefully and tranquilly at the feet of Jesus. She had ceased to live that Christ might live in her. So she had ceased all her busyness. And I believe that in order to communicate in the Spirit, with the Spirit, it's today's talk, I've entitled it Spirit to Spirit, the Deeper Connection. Because we have to learn how to connect. The soul is one spirit with Him, with God. And it is here that the soul, which has wandered so far away from God, returns again to the place for which it was created. So we must enter into this realm, because this is the purpose of all that God has for you. This is the purpose of all God's working in you. For you to be utterly Christ, belonging to Him, you must be filled with His Spirit and emptied of your own self-life. Paul tells us that this is necessary. It says in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. There is a Spirit, and that Spirit, that Holy Spirit, is God. And that Spirit is what makes us sons of God. The same Spirit who does the working of God deep within us. You know, in Romans 8:15, the next verse says, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. So, you know, the one thing is to give it up. And who is the Spirit? What is the Spirit? It is none other than the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You know, I always say that the same Spirit, the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead in that tomb after His crucifixion is the same Spirit that resides in us and works in us. And we need to get in touch. We need to be fully aware. We need to be in tune. We need to be plugged in to the Holy Spirit. Because that Holy Spirit will pray through us. Sometimes we don't know how to pray. Sometimes we don't know what to do. There are many times when you know, I'm faced with a whole new challenge. One thing about being a Christian is it is full of challenges. I always tell people, you know, when they first come to Christ, I say, do you like roller coasters? And if they say no, I go, oh boy, you got some trouble here. But if you like roller coasters, hey, the Christian life's for you. It's exciting. You never know what's going to happen next. It's like you get challenged. Trials and tribulations will come, you know, but you'll get challenged. It's how are you going to get through it? How are you going to grow? And sometimes we just don't know how to pray. Sometimes we get just so caught up in what's coming at us that it's like, okay, Lord, if you don't do something here in this situation is going to take over. Do you know what I'm talking about? So sometimes we're so overwhelmed, whether it's in our job, in our life, in our relationships, in ministry, whatever. Sometimes we're just so overwhelmed, we just go, I don't even know how to pray. I don't even know. I cannot even work my way out of this situation. I cannot see it. I don't even know how God is going to do it. So I think it's at those times we need to just be silent. We need to just just be quiet and just kind of just plug in to the Holy Spirit. Just plug in and allow the Holy Spirit in you. Allow that spirit that is connected with your spirit man. Allow that Holy Spirit to utter out, to pray out. Because it says that even that the Holy Spirit, He prays when we can't pray, through groanings. Sometimes, have you ever hurt so bad that all you could do is just groan? And all you could do is go, oh, Jesus, Jesus, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Sometimes you just don't know what to say. Sometimes there's just no way that you can come through. But you just cry out to Jesus. And I'm telling you, those prayers, they are heard. Because that is the Spirit praying in you, through you, to reach the very throne of God. Well, I hope that today has encouraged you in some way. And until next time, this is Buffy with Sword Radio. I don't like to close this broadcast without giving an opportunity. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you can know Him today. Just pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. Make me one with You. I know that You are the Son of God. You died and rose again to give me eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed that prayer with us, then contact us at info@saythattv.com or info@declaretheword.com.